सर्वदर्शनदेवाजान् अस्ति एकम् अहं गुणः केतनादिव कृष्णस्य मुक्तसङ्गपरं व्रजयत् तदिङ्गेजकाल एव ओशन् आफ् थाट्स् इस् वन् बेनेडिक्षन् But by simply chanting the holy name of Hari, one can attain the supreme perfection of life. So in all of the abode of Navadvip, which is the supreme abode of Sankirtan within this universe, this place, Shiva Sangha, is the very heart of the Sankirtan movement. It is here that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would gather his intimate associates every evening, and they would have massive kirtans throughout the night. He would not sleep at night. They would simply dance and chant. This is a great challenge to us. Sometimes during the day when dancing and chanting is going on, we are sleeping. But at night when everyone else is sleeping, the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance and chant. So especially at this place, it is very simple to sleep. As a matter of fact, it is simple to not be dancing during kirtan at this place. So this is the very heart of the Harinam Sankirtan movement. It is from this place that the holy name is reverberating throughout the entire world. Prithivityasyatanagaradigram sarvatra parichara hoide maranam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered his associates to go to every town and every village to spread the stories of the holy name. But the holy name is emanating from here. Every evening we sing the Gaur Aarti. Kibajayo jaya jaya chandra. That Gaur Aarti, what we sing about, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all the other demigods, Narada Muni, all coming to offer. That is a description of the Aarti that takes place right here. This is the place of the Gaur Aarti. And, of course, there are many wonderful stories of the kirtans that took place here. Actually, that's the only thing that took place here was kirtan. And did you find out what time Aarti is? What is it now? 10:45. So what we will do is, close to this place is the house of Advaita Acharya. That place we were discussing where all the Vaishnavas would meet daily. And close to that is the house of Sri Gadadhar Pandit. So before the curtains close at both places, we'll have kirtan and have darshan of Sri Advaita Acharya and Gadadhar Pandit. Then we will come back here, and we should have the most massive ecstatic kirtan in our lives at this place. It is appropriate. What do you mean? Every devotee has to put all their energy, the tapasya, into assisting this kirtan. You see, to not make a chant during kirtan is miserly. It is selfish. Because the kirtan is made of each devotee contributing to it. If you're not contributing to it, you are distracting from it. And that is a fact. Don't think, well, I'm feeling tired, so for myself I'll rest. Actually, you are spoiling it for everyone else. The kirtan is pleasing to the Lord and pleasing to the Vaishnavas to the degree each and every single devotee takes it upon his personal self to contribute. And what does it mean to contribute? It means you're not this body, my friend. You're the eternal servant of the Lord. And during kirtan, your service is to dance and to chant, not to think you're this body. Yeah? So when we come back here, we will circumambulate. We will be back here for, you know, the Gaur Aarti officially is at noon. So this is actually very auspicious. And we will be here for the noontime Aarti. which is actually the Gorati. And at this time we should sing the prayers by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And we should congregationally chant with great, great devotion and enthusiasm. And we can spend some time here dancing and chanting. And after that we will tell some more stories about some of the wonderful incidents that took place here. Mahaprakash, which is many chapters of Chaitanya Bhagavat. It all took place right here. During the kirtan one evening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, signifying this particular altar. You see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always accepted that he was the devotee of Krishna. He never accepted himself to be God. Although, according to Shastra, we know he is the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Whenever anyone would call him God, whenever anyone would address him as Vishnu or Krishna, he would cover his ears and scream at the top of his lungs, Vishnu, Vishnu, so that he would not hear such a thing. Because he would say the most intolerable thing to hear is your own praises. What to speak of the praise that you are God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically took his initiation in Madhvacharya Sampradaya because of Madhvacharya's strong refutation of Mayavad philosophy. Of all the four Vaishnava Sampradayas, he accepted certain principles from all of them. But he considered the most important thing was extinction. Destruction, extinguishing this impersonalist conception that you can become God. In the name of religion, people are striving for this goal, to merge into the oneness of God, to become Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who taught pure bhakti, he taught that essentially this is the greatest deviation. We are meant for God's enjoyment. We are never the enjoyer. We are never God. So he would never accept this title. He would never accept this glorification. But here at the house of Srivas, the throne of Vishnu was right here. And the kirtan would take place in this kirtan hall, where the devotees would dance to see from sunset to sunrise. So, it is described that one evening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to please his intimate associates, he got up on the throne of Vishnu and sat down. And he declared to everyone that, yes, the moment you've all been waiting for has come. I will reveal myself to you as Bhagavan. And then each devotee, according to his particular relationship with the Lord revealed his eternal supreme form. To some he appeared as Krishna, to some he appeared as Ramchandra, to some he appeared as Varahadev, to some Narasimhadev, and in this way he actually accepted the worship of the Supreme Personality of God. So Shiva Sangha, for those who are liking Hariman Sankirtan, this is the primary place in the universe to be. So we should take full advantage of this opportunity and have nice kirtan.
Hari, Hari,
Hari. Srinathi Suvitre Nathanavati Srinishnu Amaru Nabhanadeya Nyanukanya Sadhavati. So we have to relinquish all sense of false prestige, all sense of respectability. We have to shed behind all our conceptions of who we are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he thought that he felt a kind and a lucky teacher. Mm-hmm.
I identify with no position other than the servant of the servant of the servant of the devotees, of the Supreme Lord of Devotees, Sri Krishna. In this state of mind, you can chant the holy name of the Lord.
As a matter of fact, anyone who died due to exhaustion during this kirtan
gets first prize. And the first prize is that you get a one-way ticket back to Goloka Vrindavan. Anyway, we should all strive for that perfection. That means all of our energy, whatever voice, whatever physical energy, whatever mental energy, whatever spiritual energy, we should merge it exclusively in this kirtan.
Does anyone have any objection?
Don't have return tickets in the train. Hopefully there will be some empty seats.
Sincerely, as I was saying,
not only are we enthusiastic for our own purification, but as a service to the congregation of devotees. Whoever is not putting all their energies is actually drawing the energy from the kirtans. Who wants to be like that? Whatever energy you are not putting into the kirtan, you are taking from the kirtan. And you are depriving the devotees, and you are depriving the deities. Nitai Guru Chandra, from the joy of the ecstasy that you should be offering for service.
This is the proper understanding.
Sankirtan means congregational chanting. In essence, there are many corollaries to Sankirtan,
such as collecting money, or selling bumper stickers, or food for life coupons.
These are corollaries. But the essence of the real true meaning of Sankirtan is to come together to glorify the holy name of God and to dance for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of God. So this is the fundamental principle of our spiritual life.
Is there any questions? The Lord himself came as a devotee to teach how to please him, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what did he do? He danced very nice.
Chaitanya, how to please Krishna?
Then you can sit in the corner and chant japa.
Bye.
Bahuna about to bring the key.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his lotus hand and placed it over the heart of the child. And he said, "My dear child, why have you left in this untimely manner and caused so much grief to your family and loved ones? Rise up and explain this." And at that time, the child opened his eyes and sat up. Sometimes people from the Christian faith, they said, "Jesus is the only Savior because only He raised the dead." The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on several occasions, also raised the dead. After all, it was His power that gave Jesus and other great acharyas so this child rose from the dead, and he looked up and he said, "My dear Lord, I am your eternal servant. I am not this body. I am the spirit soul, and I am your eternal associate. And you have called me back to the spiritual world to enter your eternal abode where the Nitya Lila is taking place. So on your order I am going. Now you have called me back. I'm back." And then the family member heard the destination of the child. They were all very happy. And the child then asked their blessings. "So now, with your blessings, mother, father, sisters, brothers, I can go back to Godhead." And with great jubilation, they all said, "John." And then again he died. And then everyone was very blissful. They celebrated. How did they celebrate? Kirtan.
In our
festival, in our tradition, celebration means chanting, dancing, and feasting.
Last night in the bus we have seen few drops of that fever.
Steam.
That fever. In the bus.
These are the words of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu. Excuse. If you want to maintain this name, you have to dance like Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, people will begin to suspect that you are the servant of someone else. So as Mahaprabhu Das, we expect on this holy occasion of Kirtan of Sri Vasanga that you are exhibiting ecstatic transformations. But Mahaprabhu may be the one that wins the first prize. You are not your bodies.
Weight is no consideration. It's an excuse to not dance in ecstasy for the pleasure of the Lord.
Is there anyone else that may be Bhakti Vinod Thakur was bigger than you? He would dance very wonderful for hours on end. Huh? Krishna gives an example for all of us by his kind mercy. Here.
Gopal Chapana. He was a very envious Brahmin. And what he did is during the night, because he also was not allowed entrance into these kirtans, he wanted to stay the Vaishnava Srivastava. So he set up all of the paraphernalia for the Durga Puja in the front yard of this house. Because for the Vaishnava devotees, worship of Durga for material purposes is very degrading. Durga and all demigods we offer all respect. But these materialistic pujas, they are considered great degradation. So therefore, the next morning, Srivas Thakur came out and saw all the paraphernalia set up. Wine and glitter and various dyes and things like that. So he called everyone around to come together and said, just see, you all think I'm a great devotee, but secretly I'm worshipping Durga. I'm actually a materialist. The truth is revealed today. Of course, nobody believes. So what happened, the